is so much attracted to glorification of the pastime, name, qualities, form, and so forth of the Lord, that the devotee does not care for the mukti. Sri Dilba Mangala Thakur has said, if I am engaged in devotional service unto you, my dear Lord, then very easily can I perceive your presence everywhere. And as far as liberation is concerned, I think liberation stands at my door with open hands waiting to serve you.
Yes. By chanting the mantra Hare Krishna mantra, Jita Dakshana Marjanam, gradually we become cleansed of all dirty things within our heart. Thus our mind becomes purified. And in the purified condition of the mind, we can think of Krishna rightly. In this way, Krishna becomes practically dependent on the devotees. Krishna is the master controller of everything, but to the pure devotee, he becomes dependent. So why the pure devotee will ask for anything else? Adurlava atmabhakto. For a devotee, Krishna is within the palms of the devotee. Ajita, jitopasya. Although Krishna is not conquerable, but he likes to be conquered by his devotee. That is the position. Just like he willingly placed himself to be conquered by Mother Yashoda, to be conquered by Radhana, to be conquered by friends. Krishna became defeated and he has to take his friend on his shoulder. Practically sometimes we see that a king keeps a joker amongst his associates. And sometimes the joker insults the king and the king enjoys. The joker sometimes is like there is a famous joker, Gopal Bhand, in Bengal. So one day the king asked him, Gopal, what is the difference between you and an ass? So he immediately measured the distance from the king. He said, it is 3 feet only, sir. The difference is only 3 feet. So everyone becomes to love. And the king enjoys that insult. because sometimes it is required. So Krishna also, everyone praises him in exalted position. Everyone. That is Krishna's position, the Supreme Lord. In Vaikuntha, there is only praising. There is no such thing. But in Vrindavan, Krishna is free to accept insult from his devotee. The people do not know that. What is Vrindavan like? So, devotees are so exalted. Rather than any orders, don't allow Krishna to come here. Krishna cannot come here. He flattered the other gopi, please allow me to go there. No, 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 there is no order. You cannot go. So, Krishna likes that. But the Mayavadis, they cannot understand that the Supreme Absolute Truth can be controlled by the devotee. They want to become one. But here, the Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava, they become so exalted that there is no question of becoming one. Daivena phalati vidva kishora mukti bhakti stai sritara jadi bhagavan shya bilama thalse. Daivena phalati vidva kishora mukti. Mukti mukulita anjali se yivati asma. Mukti, oh, she is standing with folded hands. What can I do for you, sir? Dharma-khatāma-mapsastamaya pratiksa. They are just like attendants, servants. Dharma-khatāma. So for a devotee, the position is so exalted. They don't care for all these dharma-khatāma. So they simply absorb in thoughts of Krishna. All these things. Satato. Mattabha satato Vishnu. Kirtaniya sadahari. Always, 24 hours. Evening sleeping. That is perfection. Always thinking of Krishna. God.
So pure devotees, therefore, liberation and spiritual emancipation are not very important.
No, that's very important. They think that moksha is very exalted position. Therefore, Siddharthami says, moksha, mokhavancha parjantam niyastam. Mokhavancha parjantam niyastam. Dharma prujita koitavatra paramanirmasaran satan vastavabho suvedamatra. Srimad Bhagavatam says that this Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for the Paramahamsa, not for ordinary men. Ordinary men, they are after dharma, artha, kam, moksha. First of all, nowadays, if they do not care for dharma, they are animals. Really, human life begins when they take to religious principle, dharmena hina pasivi samana. So, dharma, artha, kam, moksha, gradually improvement. And devotion and service is above moksha. Therefore, dharma prujita koitava, cheating. As soon as there is some motive, that is cheating religion. But bhakti, there is no such thing. Dharma, khatam, moksha. It is above, transcendent. And therefore it is meant for the paramanirmasa, sata, nirmasa. Nirmasa means envious, not envious. Masrata, para utkarsanam asahanam, siddharsana. If somebody is advancing, somebody is making improvement, his neighbors, his friends, even most intimate friends, they also become envious. Oh, this man is advancing so much. This man is becoming so rich, so popular. Envious. So, Vaishnava is not envious. If somebody advances more than him, he appreciates. Oh, he is so nice that he has advanced more than me. I could not serve Krishna in such a nice way. That is Vaishnava. And if one is envious, oh, this man is going so fast. Let us put some impediments on his path. He is not Vaishnava. He is Hinastra Jantu. You get it? Vaishnav cannot be envious. Therefore, Vaishnav felt this is paraman in maskarana. No maskarata, no enviousness. Satam, devotees. Devotees means he must be in maskarata. What?
Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 25, verse 23. Kapila Deva has advised his mother, Devahuti, as follows. My dear mother, my pure devotees are charmed by seeing my different forms, the beauty of my face, the structure of my body so enchanting. My laughter, my pastimes, and my glance appear to them so beautiful that their minds are always absorbed in thoughts of me, and their lives are dedicated fully unto me. Although such people do not desire any kind of liberation or any kind of material happiness, still I give them a place amongst my associates in the Supreme Lord.
Therefore, this Atsan Mata, Jivigrahara Bhananitanana Singara Tanaman Diramadinadu Jitrasya Bhaktan Sanidhinyatubi. This is the first duty of the spiritual master to engage the devotees in Archanman, Sivigura Aradhana, Nitta, cleansing the temple, dressing the deity, decorating with flowers, ornaments, so that devotees, as soon as see smiling Krishna, pleasing Krishna, they become pleased. They become pleased by seeing Krishna pleased. They do not want to be pleased independently. That is not devotee. Devotee's pleasure is seeing Krishna is pleased. Krishna is also pleased when he sees the devotees are pleased. This is competition. This is competition. Krishna wants to see that his devotees are pleased, and the devotees want to see that Krishna is pleased. Gihe lage hura huri. This is the competition going on, between Krishna and Radharani. By Radharani, seeing the Radharani's beauty, Krishna becomes pleased, and Radharani, when he sees that Krishna is very pleased, she becomes pleased, she becomes more beautiful, and Krishna wants to see in this way there is competition. This is Radha Krishna Pranaya Mikiti Alladini Shakti Rasma Itanmanamapi Dehavi Gaugatoto. This is the exchange of Krishna's pleasure potential. Srimati Radharani is the manifestation of pleasure potential of Krishna. So people who do not know that Radha Krishna Leela is not ordinary thing, just like human being or young girls or young boys. No. Ananda Chinamaya Rasa Pratibhasa. They are display of Ananda Chinamaya Rasa. Chinamaya Rasa, not Jara Rasa. Here is, everything is Jara Rasa. So, when rascals, they take Krishna is enjoying with girls, they think in comparison with this Jara Rasa. But they do not know that this is not Jara Rasa. This is Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. That they do not know. Therefore, they characterize Krishna differently. The question is, why Krishna dance with the gopis? The rascals do not know the gopis are not these ordinary girls. They are Chinmaya Rasa. Alladini Shakti, expansion of Alladini Shakti. They should think that Krishna is the Supreme Brahma. Supreme Brahma for realizing Brahma, Sukham. One gives up all material happiness, Tyagena. And the Supreme Brahma is enjoying material happiness. No, they do not know. Therefore, it is prohibited. The ordinary man should not try to understand Radha Krishna plurality. Because they commit offense. They do not know. Therefore, Natham Das Thakur Singh, Rupa-Raghunatha-pade haive akruti tave hamo bhujavati jugalati. He is hankering. He is looking for the best when he will be able to understand what is Radha Krishna Pranayati. And these ordinary men, they are immediately, as if they have become more than Natham Das, Radha Krishna, Leela. No, you should be very much careful. This Radha Krishna Leela can be understood by the Paramahansa, liberated soul. We should simply watch. Now we are worshipping Radha Krishna. It is not directly Radha Krishna. It is Lakshmi Narayana Seva. It is not directly, it is not possible. For conditioned soul, there is no possibility of worshipping Radha Krishna. But we worship through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore we keep Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with Radha Krishna. By the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we may be able to understand Radha Krishna Lila someday in our life. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vidhiti Allah Dini Shakti Asma Kisatmanabhati Deho Bhedogatautau Sri Chaitanya Khaprakata Madhuna Taddam Chaitama. So, through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can be able someday to understand what is Radha Krishna. Anarpita charing chirat karunayavatina phalo samarpayata unnata ujjala sang samaptisyam kari purata sundara dhuti. What is that verse? I forget now. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we should try to understand Radha Krishna through Bhakti Rasa Amrita Sindhu, nectar of devotion, through the Goswami. Don't try to dissolve, then you will dissolve. Smoking biri and doing all nonsense and singing Radha Krishna Leela on the street and here, there. You're going to hell. Radha Krishna Leela is not so cheap. Therefore they are called sahajya. They are made it cheap. If they want to read Bhagavatam, immediately ask me. If they want to hear something about Krishna, immediately ask me. Because it appears similar. That's like young boy and young girls. But it is not that. This ananda chinamaya rasa pratibharitadi stadi jayeva nijarupataya kalabhi. Radharani is expansion of Krishna's energy. And the gopis are expansion of Radharani's body. They are not doing anything.
To the pure devotees being elevated to association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Rupa Goswami remarks in this connection that one who is absolutely attracted by the beauty of the lotus feet of Sri Krishna or his service, and whose heart by such attraction is always full of transcendental bliss, will naturally never aspire after the liberation which is so valuable to the impersonal.
Liberation, a devotee, never. Why liberation? A Pradhananda Saraswati, he said, liberation means kaivallam. Kaivallam narakayati. What is this liberation? It is as good as the hell. Kaivallam narakayati. Tidasapura akasamuspayati. The person they are hankering after being elevated to the heavenly planet. So, for a devotee, this is will of the will. Phantasmagoria. It is no value. Kaivallam narakāyati. Siddha-sapura ākāsa-puspāyati. Duddhānta indriya-kāla-sakpa-padali-pathāta-namastāyati. And the yogis, Kurmīs, Jnānīs, yogis, Kurmīs are after heavenly planet. Jnānīs are after Kaivallam, liberation. Yogis are after controlling the senses. So senses are very dangerous. Everyone knows our senses are very strong. Therefore, the yoga system is recommended for them who are very much in bodily concept of life. Therefore, they are advised to exercise the body to come to the point of spiritual platform. But those who are above bodily concept of life, those senses have been purified. Sarva-pādhi-dhinin-mattam tat-paratrena-nirmalam Rishikena-rishikesa-sevaram-bhakti-ruchyate. Those who are actually engaged in pure devotion, their senses are purified. Without purified senses, you cannot approach. With ordinary material senses, you cannot approach. Therefore, you have to follow the regulative principles. Regulative principle and sinful activities. Otherwise, how you can approach Krishna? Jiham antagatam papam. By the senses, you commit so many sinful activities. Without being free from sinful activities, nobody can approach Krishna. Parabrahma param dhāma pavitram paramam bhavan. Krishna is paritam paramam, supreme, purified. So how we can approach Krishna without being purified? Therefore the four principles, regulative principles, must be followed. Otherwise, there is no chance of advancing. There is no chance. They are relatively, cooperatively helpful, chanting, but one must be willing that I must be purified to approach Krishna. Otherwise it becomes savagya. So I am approaching Krishna, I can smoke bidi, I can take marijuana, I can... No. One must be purified. One.
Similar passage is also there in the 13th or 15th chapter of the same book, wherein Uddhava addresses Lord Krishna and says, "My dear Lord, for persons who are engaged in your transcendental loving service, there is nothing worth obtaining from religiousness, economic development, sense gratification, or liberation. Although happiness from these different sources can be very easily had by them."
Therefore, devotee's another name is Niskinchan, Akinchan. Niskinchanas Bhagavad Bhajanon Mukhas. Niskinchan. He doesn't possess, don't want to possess anything material. These are all material things. What are those? Sense gratification, economic development, liberation. They are all different stages of material existence. And Krishna is not for the persons who are hankering up in material position. Krishna is far away. Therefore, in the Kunti Stotra and Srimad Bhagavat, it is a Niskinchana Sabgochara. You, Krishna, you are understood by persons who have become niskincha. Niskincha. So, niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajanan mukhasya. The qualification of devotion is to become a niskincha. Means, one should not try to possess anything material. He should simply try to possess Krishna. There must be some possession. The Mahavadi philosophy to dispossess material things will not help him. He must possess something positive. Otherwise he falls down. That is our, because we want something. Parang dishyanivartate. So, we simply we try, well, let me become sannyasi, nishkrimsa. That is not possible. You must take to the service of Krishna. So when you are fully satisfied that I possess Krishna, Krishna is within my heart, then you can give up all this nonsense, kick out and don't want. Otherwise not possible. So there are two things. Niskinchanasa, Bhagavad. Parang paro udirisho. Those who have become liberated is liberation for them. Really? The fourth thing, dharma, artha, kam, moksha. So, when one takes to this shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, that is the highest dharma. Topmost. That is the topmost yoga. So why you should hanker after dharma, artha, kam, moksha? It is so nice thing. That is the statement of Uddhava. One who has become pure devotee, one who has possessed santasrita gadabhrita, he has become purified. But don't imitate, actually. See whether you are always thinking of Krishna. Then it is all right. Nishkinchanasya bhagavad bhajanon mutasya parana parana jigimiso bhavasagarasya Vishayinam sandarsanam mathajusitancha hahanta hahanta visabhakshanatappa sadhu. So, we have to become niskincha. But niskincha we can become only when we possess Krishna. Otherwise not possible.
In spite of such facilities, my dear Lord, I do not aspire to achieve any such results. My only prayer is that I may have unflinching faith and devotion unto your Lord.
This is the only thing. If we have got unflinching faith and devotion to the lotus feet of Krishna, then we can automatically become nishkinchan, liberated, develop an economic condition. That is not important thing for a devotee. They come automatically. Yogakshemam Bahama. Krishna says, why he should try for economic development? Krishna personally comes. You want this, take it. Oh, that is devotee. Why he should hanker in after economic development? No. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-sundari-tavitāṁ-vajabhu-viṣṭhāṁ. There is no need of hankering. Krishna knows what he requires. How my devotee will be satisfied. Krishna sees that this devotee has got little desire for some material enjoyment. Krishna is it. Just like Dhruva Maharaj, he went to the forest to worship the Lord for getting the kingdom of his father are better than that. So, although when Dhruva Maharaj saw the Lord, he said, Shamim kitaphosmi varangraj, I don't want anything. I am now fully satisfied. Still, Krishna gave Dhruva because he deserved. No, you enjoy. Then you come back again. So there is no need of asking. Any. Krishna knows, as the father knows, the mother knows, what is the need of my child. Therefore, pure devotee never asks from Krishna anything, except his service. Mama janmani janmani shari bhavata gopi loitati. Without any pause, let me be engaged in your service. This is Krishna consciousness. Perfect.
In the third canto, 25th chapter, 31st verse, wherein Kapila Deva instructs his mother and says, My dear mother, devotees whose hearts are always filled in the service of my lotus feet, and who are prepared to do anything for my satisfaction, especially those who assemble together to understand my qualities, pastimes, and forms, and thus glorify me congregationally and derive transcendental pleasure therefrom, such fortunate devotees never desire to become one with me.
Yes. Well.
And not to speak of becoming one with me, if they are offered a post like mine, my abode, or opulence like mine, or even personal association with me with similar bodily features, they refuse to accept because they are satisfied simply by being engaged in my devotional service.
Yes. All kinds of mukti, sarupa mukti, sajujya mukti, no devotee. They are kicked out. There is no posture, sajujya. There are other four kinds of mukti, sarupa mukti, salopa mukti. These muktis are deserved by the inhabitants of Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha, especially in South India, they worship Vaishnava, Venkateshwar. Venkateshwar means Vaikuntheshwar, the Lord of Vaikuntha. So they are serious, the devotees of the Lord in Vaikuntha, they desire sarupa mukti, to have similar feature of the body, four handed, Vishnu Dut, and Saloka. The same as Narayan is living in Vaikuntha, they also live in Vaikuntha. This is also in the bhakti marga. But a higher advanced devotee, even he does not want all this. Whatever Krishna puts him, that's all right. It doesn't matter. Jathata thara vidudhata lampata matranana thaskusayuvana. You can, whatever you like, you can do. It doesn't matter. I don't want any exchange. I don't want to do business with you. That is good. Wow.
In the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 9th chapter, 10th verse, King Dhruva says, my dear Lord, the transcendental pleasure derived by meditation upon your lotus feet, which is enjoyed by the pure devotees, cannot be approached by the transcendental pleasure derived by the impersonalist through self-realization. So how can the fruitive workers who are most inspired to promotion to the higher heavenly planets understand this? And how can they be described as enjoying a happiness similar to the devotee's happiness?
So there are three kinds of happiness in this sky. Material happiness, spiritual happiness, and devotional happiness. Three kinds of happinesses are very nicely described in this chapter. Thank you.